tasty.
Well, hello, everyone. Now, as I've been doing all week this week, I'm going to be playing some clips from the emergency stream I did out on the weekend after the fallout of the showdown between Trump and Zelensky, which was truly one of the great happened probably in our lifetimes of, watching politics. Now, one of the things that I perhaps famous or infamous for is my concept of the boomer truth regime. Namely, the idea that every conflict after World War II has been recast as Churchill versus Hitler, and that what Churchill did, in World War II, basically fight to the last man, liquidate the British Empire in order to take on the fascist menace, blah, 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 has been kind of rewritten and rewritten and rewritten and applied to every single subsequent event that has happened. Every war is basically a refighting of World War II. Now, there's a different side of Boomer Truth involving John Lennon and so on. You can watch my videos on that, or you can read the bit that I put out in Chronicles magazine, where there's an excerpt you can read. But in a nutshell, a lot of Boomer Truth is the World War II mindset that utterly dominates the imaginations, or has dominated the imagination of elites and the people alike, because the people, don't forget, are often a function of the propaganda they receive and of the of their elites. Britain is no different. I would say that, Britain is a country obsessed with World War II. All of Europe is obsessed with World War II. And up until very recently, America has been obsessed with World War II as well. Although it seems like this past week, we're moving in a direction away from that. Donald Trump possibly represents the end of Boomer Truth and the World War II mindset. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips from that stream that I mentioned in a moment, where I talk more about this. But I'm fascinated to actually, we've seen a bit more of the fallout as I record this. And in this country, it has been absolutely hysterical, absolutely hysterical. And all of the other Western countries, including Australia and Canada, and all of the European countries, are falling in back behind Zelensky. Okay, the language has been insane. I've seen more people compare Zelensky to Churchill in the past 24 hours than I've ever seen before. Okay, I saw one commentator, which I talked about in the second stream I did on the weekend, say that Zelensky is the most courageous figure in Europe since 1945, okay? World War II is like ground zero for Boomer Truth, and it is where history starts for a lot of these people. It is their only reference point. They've got World War II, they've got Harry Potter, okay? And if you're lucky, they may have a couple of other Star Wars, if you're lucky. Right. So either the enemy is Emperor Palpatine and you're the Rebel Alliance, or it's Voldemort and you're Harry Potter. But both Harry Potter and Star Wars, of course, are allegories for World War II anyway. So you're always fighting Hitler or Mecha Hitler, and you are always cast as Churchill, plucky Churchill, just like plucky Zelensky. OK. So anyway, let me play this, and when we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about what I think is going to happen here. I think NATO is done now for two reasons, really. Number one is obviously Trump's kind of nationalist agenda and wanting to withdraw. But the second reason is should not be overlooked here, okay? NATO said that Russia wasn't allowed to do this. NATO said that Putin and Russia are basically, they try to cancel Russia as a country. They try to cut it off financially. They try to put it under sanctions. They try to set up Putin as Hitler. Okay. When they do that to somebody, it means that there's no way back for them. Okay. It's the path of Saddam Hussein. It's the path of Gaddafi, right? They were trying to Saddam Hussein or Gaddafi, or Milosevic, Putin. That was the script. and the script was defeated. Now, a lot of people see that situation differently. I do not believe, and I never have done, in kind of nationalism in the abstract, right? That was the other kind of moral point of view that, oh, even if, even against all odds, you know, you should fight. Zelensky wanted to fight to the last man, to the last Ukrainian. And to me, that is a morally untenable position. Senseless position. Predicated on boomer truth, Winston Churchill bullshit. So I'm always against the Winston Churchill belligerent kind of fight to the last man idea. Because it is a bad doctrine. Right, that it's this kind of stupid World War II moment. And I want that moment to be over forever. The mindset of World War II to be over, where wars are fought between a force of good and a force of evil. Permanent Churchill and permanent Hitler. I want that to be over. And this war, this Ukraine war, is as good a final nail in that coffin as any. We can't keep on relitigating World War II. You know my position on Churchill. You know my position on what happened there. And you know my position on the humiliation that Britain received after World War II. Okay. But I put that down to the leadership of that time. They didn't need to go down that route. They didn't need to liquidate the empire where they had a fifth of the world's resources, if not more, maybe even a quarter of the world's resources, directly and indirectly under their command. They didn't need to liquidate all of that to get rid of the mustache man. They didn't need to. And what for? To hand most of it to Stalin, as I've talked about, you know, dozens of times. So there we go. There it was in a nutshell. Now, what interests me, as I would start to say earlier on, is that, you know, we're getting a kind of hysterical, almost like boomer truth on steroids this, you know, past couple of days, as, you know, a lot of the elites have gone absolutely crazy. And in fact, to be fair, I see a lot of normies echo this, but you've got to remember the normie is a function of propaganda. The normie is just an NPC who will think as he is told to think, unless there's a countervailing voice in the media or in the, you know, to narrative jam. They're just going to ape what they're told or what they read. What is interesting, though, is that all of this is just bluster. It's just rhetoric. It's just belief. It's just ideology. It's just idealism. Nothing is backing it up because Russia won the war. And without America, without the massive American army to back up what the Europeans want to do, they are powerless to stop this. Okay. And until that reality finally hits home, until it is conclusive, until there is nothing else for these people to do but to admit utter defeat at the hands of their adversaries here, this will continue. Okay. But once they are defeated, I think it will be untenable to keep boomer truth going beyond that. Okay. A lot of these people are genuinely true believers, and I think they will go to their graves believing in boomer truth. But reality is asserting itself. This is what this Ukraine situation is about. It is reality reasserting itself, and delusions and cope and nonsense and fantasy being swept away in a tsunami of realism. That is not simply my hope for what is going to happen, and it is my hope. It is actually what is happening. And that is why I've been so chipper this week, because I want this to happen. It is ultimately my ultimate dream is for the boomer truth to go away, so that truly we can re-enter history again. All of us can. All right. Speaking of history, Shakespeare wrote a number of great history plays. Pick up Foundations of Shakespeare, pick up Trivium, and all my other great courses. And I'll be back next week. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.